Ahmed Said Ramadan Al-Bouti was born in 1929 in the village of Ayn al-Dawar. He came from a Kurdish tribe that is spread across Syria, Iraq, and Turkey. He headed to Syria with his father at the age of 4. Once a little older, he studied religion in Damascus. In 1954, he traveled to Cairo to complete his undergraduate studies at Al-Azhar. Al-Bouti started his career by teaching at a secondary school in Homs in 1958, and in 1961 he was appointed as part of the Sharia faculty at Damascus University. In 1965, Bouti moved to Egypt, where he received a doctorate in Sharia law from Al-Azhar University. He returned to Syria as an instructor at the University of Damascus in 1965. And he progressed in his position and was named Vice Dean at the College of Islamic Law at Damascus University in 1975. And in 1977, he became Dean. After retiring, he continued to lecture and write about Islamic affairs. The Sheikh authored over 60 works in various fields that covered philosophical, theoretical, spiritual, and Sharia-based topics. Al-Bouti was a member of the Ahlul Bayt Foundation for Islamic Thought in Amman, Jordan, as well as a member of the Supreme Council of the Academy of Oxford and of the Supreme Advisory Council for the Taba Foundation in Abu Dhabi. Al-Bouti was chosen for the Dubai International Holy Quran Award in its 8th session in 2004 to be the personality of the Muslim world. In a recent study of the top 500 influential Muslim scholars in the Islamic world by the Jordan-based Royal Islamic Strategic Studies Center, Al-Bouti came in 27th place. In 2012, he was nominated as president of the Levant Scholars Union. Al-Bouti was a vocal supporter of the Syrian regime since the early days of Assad's father and predecessor, the late President Hafez Assad. Following the outbreak of the Syrian crisis in March 2011, Bouti criticized anti-regime protests and urged demonstrators not to follow calls of unknown sources that want to exploit mosques to incite sedition and chaos in Syria. He accused international masonry and Christian Zionism of causing the events in Syria and the Arab world behind the curtains and called it a hidden war against Islam rather than a revolution. Sheikh Mohammed Said Ramadan Al-Bouti was killed at the age of 84 in a suicide bombing that targeted Al-Iman Mosque in Damascus. During this terrorist bombing, 42 students who were listening to a religious lecture were martyred and more than 84 others were wounded. Following this brutal crime, many figures and parties strongly condemned this act and described it as a heinous terrorist crime. The Syrian government said that the cowardice and malicious act which targeted scholar Al-Bouti will not go without being answered. The Grand Mufti of Syria, Ahmad Badruddin Hassoun, said the blood of scholar Muhammad Said Ramadan Al-Bouti will be a fire burning in the Arab and Islamic world against all those who issued fatwas for killing our people in the Levant. He stressed that Al-Bouti is the martyr of the Mihrab and will remain the symbol of pious advocates.
أعد اللهم نعمة الأمن والسلام إلى ربوع شامنا يا رب العالمين. أعدها أعدها فرحة تدخل في قلوب الأطفال الذين يتبعون. أعدها فرحة تدخل في قلوب النساء السكالة. أعدها فرحة تدخل في أفئدة الأسر التي شردت عن بيوتها، شردت عن مساكنها يا رب العالمين.